does it put even more kind of onus on you to be the leader back there in that secondary with Antrella?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, I'm still going to go out there and make all the same calls that I'd make, you know, normally and everything like that. You know, just definitely do try to be a little bit more vocal and everything like that. But like I said, Mundy still has a great knowledge of the playbook, so he's doing fine.
How helpful has it been that you guys have a connection with the young Michigan? You didn't play a lot together.
I mean, we had our year together up there in Michigan and everything like that, and we've remained friends since then. So, you know, it's just transferring over onto the field now. You know, we know each other and everything like that. We've known each other for like 7 years now. So it's just now we're just talking football language instead of just talking.
You know, last year at this time, at least around here, Steve, nobody really knew much about you. Yeah, and now a year later, you had a million interceptions and all these plays. You're a starter. Does it feel a lot different this year going into camp versus last year at this point?
Yeah, you know, I didn't have to do interviews with this many cameras this time last year. I just got to eat lunch and go back. But, you know, it's definitely a little bit different, you know. Coaches talk to you in a different way. Players talk to you in a different way and everything like that. It's not about, you know, keep it going, keep your head focused, see if you can try to make this team. Now it's like, you know, we're going to need things from you this year, expect things from you this year and everything like that.
Do you feel at all like you know, that there are some people who still question whether you can repeat what you did last year and that you have to kind of reprove yourself?
Yeah, there's always going to be questions every single year. You know, until you get established as someone who does a year in and year out, you're always going to have questions if you're going to just only be a one person, 1 year time. So I believe every single year you always have to go out there and prove yourself.
How crazy is Antrell not practicing?
That's real crazy. You know, Trail's not one to miss practice, not one to miss games or anything like that. So to not see him out there 2 days in a row, it's definitely different.
It must be driving him nuts, too.
Oh, yeah. He hates it. Yeah. He's just like, I want to play. That's how he always is. He's like, I want to play. I want to practice. He's like, I just want to do everything. I'm just like, dude, it's preseason, relax. You know, it's just like, he'll be here.
How do you feel about the secondary as a whole? Obviously, getting Aaron Ross back. How do you feel about the group right now?
I feel good. I definitely feel good, you know, bringing Ross back, even though I didn't play with him. But, you know, we still watch film from a few years ago and seeing the way he plays and then what he brings now back to the table. He's definitely elevated the corners. You know, Webby's been bringing it. Prince has definitely came on, as everybody already knows. Jerron's been doing real well. True's been doing real well. And even the young guys at the corner position, safeties, you know, we're all trying to do our thing. So I feel real confident about our secondary. You know, the more we get to play together, the more we get to gel together, I think we're going to be a good unit.